Shlishi. Vayikra Moshe liYoshua, and Moshe called to Yoshua, Vayomer Elov, and he said to him, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, before the eyes of all of Klal Yisrael, Chazak ve'emotz, be strong, ki ato tovei esom azeh, because you will come together with the nation, Elo Oretz, to the land, asher nishba Hashem la'avoysom, loses lohem, that Hashem swore to their fathers to give them, v'yato tanchilena oysom, and you will cause them to inherit this land. Vashem hu ha'hoylech lefonecho, and Hashem is the one who will go before you, hu yihyeh imach, he will be with you, lo yarpecha, he will not loosen his hold on you, v'lo yazveko, and he will not forsake you, lo siru v'lo seichos, and therefore you shall not be afraid. And after the whole Torah had been said, including Shiras Hazinu, that is said further on, then vayichtov Moshe es ha'Torah azois, Moshe wrote the whole Torah, from Bereishis, until the last words in Parshas v'zois ha'brocha, the words la'inei kol Yisrael. And he took this Torah that he just wrote, and he gave it el ha'koyhanim, to the koyhanim, b'nei Levi, and also to the Leviim, ha'noisim es aron b'ris Hashem, the Leviim that carry the Aron, and he told them to place it on the side of the Aron, like it says in Pasuk Chavov. They'll call Ziknei Yisrael, and he also gave it to all the Zakenim of Klal Yisrael. And the Maskal Adovid, and also the Imre Shefer and the Yosef Halal, explain that first Moshe only gave it to Shevet Levi. However, after Klal Yisrael complained to Moshe, as Rashi says in Perek Chof Tes Pasuk Gimel, that they were afraid that in the future the Leviim might say that the Torah was given exclusively to Shevet Levi, and not to the rest of Klal Yisrael, then Moshe went and gave the Torah also to the Zakenim, who represented the rest of Klal Yisrael. Zokt Rashi Pasuk Zayin, Ki ato tovoi es ha'om azeh, and Rashi tells us that the word es means im. Ki ato tovoi es ha'om means you will come together with the nation. As Targum says, Areat te'oil im amohodein, you will come up together with this nation to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Omer Yoshua, Moshe said over here to Yoshua, Zekenim shebedor yiu imoch, the elders of the generation will be with you, Hakol lefi da'aton va'atzoson. Everything will be according to their knowledge and their advice. That is why it says, Ki ato tovoi esa'om, you will come together with the nation, you will seek advice from the Zekenim. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who amar li Yoshua, however Hashem said to Yoshua, further on in Pasuk Chof Gimel, Ki ato tovi es b'nei Yisrael el ha'oretz asher nishbati lohem. You will bring the b'nei Yisrael to the land that I swore to them. Tovi al korcham, you will bring them against their will. Hakol tali b'cho, everything will be dependent upon you. Tul makel, you can take a stick. V'hach al kodkodon, and hit them over their heads. Because dabar echad l'dor, there is only one leader to a generation. V'lo shnei dabarim l'dor, and not two leaders to a generation. Over here where the pasuk says, Ki ato tovoi esom, you are coming with the nation. That means you will seek advice from the Zakenim. However, further on where it says, Ki ato tovi esom, you will bring the nation, it means you will do everything by yourself. And this seems to be a contradiction, where here it says that Yoshua should ask advice from the Zakenim, and further on it says that it is only up to Yoshua. In Sefer Torah Ladas, he brings down a teretz from Rav Chanan Wasserman, who says that it is not a stira. The pasuk over here is saying that Yoshua should ask advice from the Zakenim. However, even after being Shoyel Eitza, the final decision will be made by Yoshua. And that's why it says later on that it is totally up to Yoshua, since the final decision will be made by him, even after being Shoyel Eitza by the Zakenim. V'ayim b'sefer pa'aneach rozo, and in Sefer Imre Shefer, and in the Kli Yakor, for more terutzim on this apparent stira. Zok Rashi v'yichtov Moshe v'yitno, and Moshe wrote the whole Torah and gave it to Shevet Levi. And Rashi is bothered, how can he write the whole Torah if the whole Torah wasn't said yet? Therefore, Rashi tells us that this pasuk is really out of order, and this pasuk should have really been said later on, kishenigmar kula, when the whole Torah was finished, then Moshe wrote it down, and nitna levnei shiftai, he gave it to the people of Shevet Levi. Revi. The pasuk continues with the parsha of Hakil. Once every 7 years, on the first day of Chol Hamoed Sukkos that followed the Shemitah year, the entire nation, men, women, and even children, were commanded to come together to the Beis HaMikdash to listen to the king's reading of different sections of Sefer Devarim. This was to demonstrate that the Torah is our foundation and it rules our entire life. And the pasuk says, Vayitzav Moshe Oysom Lemor, and Moshe commanded them, saying, Miketz Sheva Shonim, at the end of 7 years, which means in the beginning of the 8th year, B'moyet Shnas HaShmita, at the time when the laws of Shemitah still apply, because grain that grew one-third during the seventh year and was harvested in the eighth year still have a din of Shemitah on them in the eighth year. So therefore the Pasuk is saying, in the eighth year, b'moyit shnas ha-Shemitah, when the laws of Shemitah still apply, b'chag ha-Sukkos, on the first day of Chalamoyit Sukkos, b'voy kol Yisrael, when all of Chal Yisrael comes, le-ro'ois, to appear as p'nei Hashem le-kecha, before Hashem your God, b'amokam ha-she-yivchar, in the place that he will choose, which is in the Beis HaMikdash, tikro es ha-Torah ha-Zois, you the king shall read the Torah, which means different sections from Sefer Devarim, neged kol Yisrael, in front of all of Klal Yisrael, be'oznehem, in their ears, so that they can hear. The king will stand on a bima shel eitz, on a wooden bima in the Azara, and read from the Sefer Torah different sections of Sefer Devarim. Hakel es ha'om, gather the nation, ho'anoshim, the men, v'hanoshim, and the women, v'hataf, and the small children, v'gerecho asher bisharecho, and your ger that lives in your cities. According to the Psikta Zudrasa, this is referring to a regular ger tzedek. However, the Ibn Ezra learns that it is referring to a ger toshav, who is a goy that was makabel upon himself certain mitzvahs in order to live in Eretz Yisrael, and even he should come to Hakel, because maybe by seeing this great gathering, ula yisyahed, maybe he will become a Jew. And the pasuk continues, l'man yishmu, in order that they will hear, ulaman yilmedu, and in order that they will learn. And Rashi tells us, l'man yilmedu is going on the men, since the men have a chiyuv of learning, therefore by coming to Hakel they will learn. However, the women who do not have a chiyuv to learn, on them it says, l'man yishmu, in order that they will hear. They will hear the words of the Torah, and through that they will know what to do. And both the men by learning and the women by hearing, v'yaru'u, that will bring them to fear, es Hashem aleikechem, Hashem your God, v'shamru lasois, and they will observe to do, es kol divrei ha-Torah hazois, all the words of this Torah. Uvenehem, and their children, as the Mefarshim explained, this is referring to children that are older than Taf. In Pasuk Yud Beis, it is referring to Taf, very small children. However, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, it is referring to children that are a little bit older, less than the age of 13, but not infants. And the Pasuk is telling us, Uvenehem, and these small children, asher lo yodu, that do not know, which means that they do not understand what the king is laning. Still, you should bring them, because Yishmu, they will hear, v'lomadu, and eventually learn, liyiras Hashem aleikechem, to fear Hashem your God, kol hayomim, all the days, asher atem chayim al adamo, that you are living on this land, asher atem oivrim es hayarden shom al rishta, that you are passing over the Yarden, over there, to take possession of this land. Even though these children do not actually understand the words of the Torah, however, the fact that they are present by such a gathering will have an impression on them in the future to fear Hashem. And some Mefarshim learn that this is the pshat in the Gemara that says, V'taf lama ba, why are the infants brought? And the Gemara answers, Losei schar lemeviehem, to give a reward to the ones who bring them. And the reward is for the parents being aware that even such young children who won't even remember being by this event, they will still be infused with a ashpa of Kedusha by being present. And since the parents realize this, they receive a reward for bringing them. Some Mefarshim learn, since the men, women, and children are present by Hakel, obviously the Taf must be brought, because there is no one left to watch them. And this is the question of the Gemara. Taf lama bo? Why does the Torah have to command us to bring the Taf, if it is obvious that they must be brought, since there is no one else to watch them? On that the Gemara answers, Lo sei schar lemeviehem, to give Klal Yisrael schar, because Chazal say, Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakeh es Yisrael, Hashem wants to give schusim to Klal Yisrael, lefichach hirbo lahem Torah u'mitzvois, therefore he gave them many mitzvois. Hashem made a mitzvah out of bringing the Taf, even though you have no choice but to bring them, in order to be mezakeh Klal Yisrael with mitzvois. Lo sei schar lemeviehem. In Sefer Mayono Shel Torah, he brings a svasemes that says that although the small children might disturb the concentration of the adults who are trying to listen to the king's laning of Sefer Devarim, it is worth it for the parents to give up a bit from their kiyum ha-mitzvois in order to educate their children. And this is a rule for all mitzvois, the svasemes says, that sometimes it is better to sacrifice from your own kiyum ha-mitzvois in order that your children will learn and be mechunach to fear Hashem. Zok Rashi miket shev ashonim, at the end of 7 years, b'shona rishona shel Shemitah, this is referring to the first year of Shemitah, shehi shona shminis, which is the eighth year, the year after Shemitah. V'lama kara oisa shnas ha-Shemitah, Why is it called the year of Shemitah? Shadayin Shviyas Nehegesba, because the laws of Shemitah still pertain to the crop of that year. Bekotzer Shel Shviyas, the grain of the seventh year, Hayotzei Lemotzei Shviyas, that goes out to the eighth year. If the grain grew one-third during the seventh year and was harvested in the eighth year, it still has the laws of Shemitah on it. And therefore, the eighth year is still called Shnas HaShemitah, the year of Shemitah, because certain laws of Shemitah apply during that year. Tikra es HaTorah Azois, you shall read the Torah. It means HaMelech, the king. HaYakari Mitchilas Ela HaDvarim, he would read from the beginning of Sefer Dvarim certain portions of Sefer Dvarim. K'de'isa b'mesech desoita, like it says in Mesech desoita, al bima shel eight, he would stand on a bima shel eight, a wooden bima shayoisim ba'azara, that they made in the azara. And the pasuk says, Ha'anoshim, the men came lilmoy, to learn, v'hanoshim, and the women lushmaya, to hear. When the pasuk says, l'ma'an yilmadu, in order to learn, that is referring to the men. And when it says, l'ma'an yishma'u, in order to hear, that is referring to the women. V'hataf lama ba'u. And the Gemara asks, why did the infants come? L'osei schar l'miviehem, to give reward to the ones that bring them.